time's made up, I gotta go. And it's alright if you want to see through your tomorrows, but right now, I gotta go. If you want to stay, then you can be here with me. But I can't let go of this love, oh no, so easily. I said, if you want to stay, then you can be here with me. But I can't let go of this love, oh no, so easily. No, I can't seem to forget, and in my mind is dead. My time's made up, but I'm at home. And it's alright if you want to be who you want to be, but right now I gotta go. If you want to stay, then you can't be here with me. But I can't let go of this love, oh no, so easily. I said, if you want to stay, then you can't be here with me. But I can't let go of this love, oh no, so easily. If you want to go, then you can be here with me. It's fine.
soul is heaven, the ability to express. Feel. Teeny, what's up?
What's up?
Well, we're back. It's Soul People Radio.
Soul People Radio.
My name is DJ Sid Hernandez, and this is episode 15, and we've been away for a long time, man.
For a minute, for a while.
For a couple hours, or a couple days, a couple months. So, yeah, we apologize for that. We had like an extended long vacation, and then some things happened, and we had some problems, but we're back, and it's fresh. It's October. What's the date? Oh, no, it's November.
It's November, man. It's almost the end of the year.
Oh, man. So it's like November 4th, something like that. It's a Sunday evening. We're here in Venice Beach, California, chilling, cold chilling. The weather's nice. I hope it's nice wherever you're at in the world. And I'm just happy to be back. It's great. Man, Asia's not here. She's a busy woman. She won't be. So we have Teeny is here.
Kiss.
And she's one of our newest members to the Soul People Movement, and she's filling in. And, yeah, so, you know, it's all good.
Cool.
All right, so let me think. We got a lot of things to talk about. And I'll try to slip them in throughout the night or as we do this podcast. First thing I want to talk about, before I even forget, is that we got a weekly event going on in downtown Los Angeles. And it's at the Blue Velvet Lounge downtown on 750 South Garland Avenue between 7th and 8th. And we'll be there every week until forever, I guess, you know.
It's a nice spot, too. You guys got to check it out.
Yeah.
Swanky.
It's really, really.
But not uptight.
Right, no. It's good vibes. But definitely a place to check out. We'll be there. We started off last week. We had Coltrane in the house last week doing a little PA set. Did a few songs for us, treated us to that, and just by chance we have them in the studio today, along with Black Spade. And both these cats are hailing and originating from St. Louis, Missouri, and they're just kind of like traveling there now, kind of everywhere around the world, so I can't even pinpoint them in one city anymore. So just say what's up real quick, both you guys.
Peace, what up.
So cool, man. We're gonna get into an interview. We're gonna play one more track and just, you know, kind of settle in a little bit more. I feel a little nervous, man. I haven't done this in a minute.
A little rusty? No, you sound fine.
Okay,
cool.
So it's all good. Generally, we have a good time, so just relax. And you know, I know you have some experience with all this too, so
yeah,
it's all
just
good.
Keep listening, you know, we're getting comfy. We got the good ambiance. Really family.
And if you hear cell phones going off or text messaging or anything, just ignore that.
We're rolling in 10 deep on the show right
it's
now.
It's part of the ambiance. Yeah, we got a full house. There's
full
a lot
house.
Of folks here, and we'll shout them out later on. So,
cool.
Yeah, we'll be back, and we'll get this thing rolling. Yeah, finally.
Keep listening.
All right, peace. So, people.
They live and play, they never let
It's a group called the East High Blades. That's the name of the group.
Oh.
But we don't know who the producer is. It's just
under the radar,
yeah,
huh?
Some white label kind of thing. So we're back. This is Soul People Radio, like you already know. Yeah, so let's get right to it, because I'm really curious about these two cats, man.
I don't know too much.
So we're going to get right into it. So we're here with Coltrane, hailing out of Brooklyn right now, kind of sort of like I said, traveling the world and whatnot.
Doing big things internationally, right?
And Black Spade also. So I guess right off, I wanted to get a little brief history of both you guys. You know, you can take turns and, you know, let me know how you came up. Like, I know it's kind of typical, and we always kind of do this, but I always want to know. I don't even know. So I want to know for my own self, and then, you know, I think other people will appreciate, you know, just hearing, you know, how you guys came to where you're at now, musically coming up. So take it away.
Well, I guess we could. I guess the easiest way to just say, just kind of start where we kind of crashed into each other, like 2000,
mm-hmm.
With the crew, Soul Tie Committee. Right. Spade was like the initial producer for the whole crew.
Okay.
I came in like maybe like the last, close to the last member of the crew, and we put out an album in 2002, mm-hmm. Soulful and hip hop ish. And been working ever since, basically. I mean, he was working much before that, and I was doing like group things. I became a solo artist once I came to Soul Tie. So, and basically we've just been working ever since, just trying to keep things moving in the underground and keep trying to be innovative and as progressive as possible.
So maybe like 5 years ago or so you started kind of working together?
No, it's been a minute. It's been like at least 7 to 8 years almost.
Okay.
It's like the end of 99, I think.
Okay.
I met him before then though, but we didn't actually start working because I was in school at the time.
All right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, real briefly, like, before you started kind of messing with music, like, what was your musical influences at, like, at home? And, you know, were you at church and listening
to
music?
Me, myself? This is Coltrane speaking. from my parents first, I guess, my father's a minister, my mother's a singer, so it's like the combination of both.
All right.
My father told stories to get his point across and what he had to say in his sermons, and my mother was like, you know,
right.
Side dish.
Right. Mm. So you sang in church or not?
Oh, definitely. I played the drums and sang in church.
That's good, man. Cool. Yeah. I appreciate that. I grew up in a Southern Baptist church.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's real.
Wow.
And, you know, I mean, I don't want to talk about myself. Never mind. But I can relate to you.
Right.
Right. So that's good, man. You know, that's good to hear, though. All right, cool. So, Spade, what's up, man? How'd you come up, man?
What up? just basically, just coming up in St. Louis, just doing like basement demo tapes off like rapping off like Craig Mack or like old school stuff that I, you know, just always had the name Black Spade since I was like 13. But all I was actually producing before I was rapping or doing anything on a TS-10 at like 14.
Wow.
Or like any Insonic ASR or whatever like that. And, and from there, just like influences is pretty much like my old dude. Like, pretty much he didn't play any instrument, but just the music that he would play around the house. And then basically start rapping like Common and Q-Tip pretty much when I heard them and stuff like that.
Well,
start rhyming and stuff like that.
I mean, you guys considered Midwest or Southern?
Yeah, we're definitely
Midwest. South is the cousin.
Okay. Well, okay. All right. I mean, I don't know. I haven't even been there, so I don't know. So, I mean, did any of the music, are you close to Kansas City or not?
We are. We're about maybe an hour and a half away from Kansas City.
So that has a rich music history, right? Like,
and as well as East St. Louis.
Park? Charlie Parker, right, from Kansas City?
But, I mean, St. Louis, he's St. Louis, Miles Davis. So
everybody came to St. Louis back in the day.
So it's very rich. So did that have anything to do with your like ears early on or not? Just later on, did you like start looking into that?
Yeah, I always loved Miles Davis and like the different jazz cats that's
Did Count Basie come from there too or no?
I think so.
Yeah, he did.
Chuck Berry as well. So
right, seems he did. It's all in the heritage. So now we're looking nowadays. It's kind of like flipped on its head now, and it's you don't see any of that homage to those cats who broke ground for, you know, soul music, jazz, blues. Exactly. Actually, you know,
that's one thing we're trying to repair right now. That's one of the goals in our mission right now.
No, you guys are soldiers for that, man. Because I don't see any of that coming out. You guys are
We fought for a long time to get out of St. Louis. I mean, we tried our best to stay in St. Louis and still make the noise, but we definitely had to leave in order to make it happen.
Well, that's good. I just thinking about that just now. Like, man, wow, that's so cool that you know you guys are the legacy of all those cats. I think, you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. And just
thank you, Sid.
I believe that, man. No, I read Miles Davis' biography, you know. Right. I totally forgot he was from East St. Louis. Right. But that's a very super rich heritage and musical history there. And right there, the Midwest. I didn't really know it was the Midwest. But cool. All right, so let's kind of fast forward. You guys met where and when? And, like, when you started really getting down. Where was that at and when?
Well, actually, I met Train because, the studio that we were still was like a loft space downtown St. Louis, and I guess we were renting it out to like the band that we used to roll together with or whatever like that.
Right.
And we just end up meeting like that for a gig that they were practicing for, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay.
So
and you just said you started out as a producer and then you went into MC or
Basically MCing and
But now you sing too, right? You've been doing that for a while?
I just added the singing really, but like starting off really like when I started rhyming, I kind of like strayed away from like the beat making and like Sid was making a lot of the beats for me at the time.
Okay.
And so pretty much just added the singing probably like I guess when we hooked up in Soul Tide started doing like different.
So how many years was this?
Yeah. It's been a minute.
About the same. It's been either way. It's been close to at least almost 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we met, but I was still doing a lot of other different things as well. Because I wasn't a solo artist yet, but I was still trying to be featured on songs with the crew. So I wasn't like an official member of the crew until like the end of 2000, or like no, actually like yeah, like the end of 2000.
Okay. Cool. I mean, I bring that up about the singing because that's what I like most about you as an artist. I mean, I'm not going to lie. You know what I mean? Like,
no, it's all good. Yeah. It's whatever. It's music. It's music.
Actually,
man.
I think it's really dope, man. So, I don't know. I love hip-hop and all that. It's just like I'm focused on something else. And the singing is, you know, it's kind of taking it back, man. And I hear all, like, really good soul influences.
Yeah, that's why Spade's so dope, though. He has a combination of a lot of different things.
I mean, it's just basically music.
Kind of ill.
Like, good music, you know what I'm saying? Like, hopefully, like, you'll love the hip-hop as well as the singing on the album.
No. And then the hip-hop, the rap part of it is, like, some of the best out there, in my opinion. You know what I mean? Because I don't really check for it anymore, you know? If something just comes around, I hear it, then, I think, okay, that's cool or not cool. But I think I told you the story, or Coltrane, I told Coltrane the story about how I found it. I got a 12-inch, the record store, 12-inch.
Yeah, Serve with Love on St. Louis. Yeah.
That's where I first kind of
St. Louis and Misery?
All that. It was a 12-inch, but then I started getting... I don't know where I got a demo. I got a demo from somewhere. Somebody must have burned
early edition sampler.
That's when I was like, "Wow, this is good. This is good. It was a hybrid of hip hop and singing, and there's some tracks that sounded like Prince tracks to me, kind of like
Lilo. Yeah. That was one. That was another one on the compilation.
So you started bubbling around L.A. anyways, and I started getting a whiff of it and. I think I gave some of his tracks to Garth Trinidad, and I think he had gotten it, but wasn't really, you know,
Yeah. Can we play some of those later?
I don't think we have any of those old ones.
Okay. I don't pass them all out on the streets of New York,
like,
LA.
Listen to all this candy, and I want to hear it.
But we got some newer stuff. We've got a few tracks from Coltrane that are newer, and Spade here. So
okay, cool. I'm excited.
We'll play those. Back and forth, I think. We're not going to do all three of one. So what else was I saying?
I have a question. Okay. How did you guys, like, it's been a minute, you know, you guys known each other from back in the day, and then you rejoined crews. Like, how did you once again cross paths coming from, like, the same?
No, you know what? We never stopped working together.
We never stopped working together, like, after the group.
Well, what made it more active, like, recently now, like, together?
It never really ceased. I guess it's just more brought to a head right now. But
we're just coming up. We're just learning.
We've been working together. We never really stopped. We have a band together as well. It's called Solomon Nickel. So, I mean, we never really stopped. We just kind of concentrated on his solo project. Yeah. I concentrated on my solo project. And then we came together to record this EP we're working on right now.
Yeah.
But we never stopped working together. That's something that's kind of constant.
Yeah.
Is there any other artists or groups that we should know about that you guys are, you know?
There's another producer who's involved with us. His name is Jason Dirty Lintmore.
Mm-hmm.
He's the third member of the band. Everyone else involved are kind of like work for hire players.
Right.
We're like the core of the band. We do all the vocals. We do all the production. We just have live players come in and, you know, fill in the gaps.
How about any ladies?
We got a lady by the name of Jada Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we got Sid, Pro Mike. Like, we just trying to, like, start, like, a whole
great
new
producers
force.
Great producers all around us right now.
Okay.
Yeah. We're trying to start, like, a whole new force of people.
Right.
Instead of waiting until the same old people come out to hear the songs or whatever like that, trying to bring good music back to the table, whatever like that, you know what I'm saying?
So I know you've gotten some, you know, awareness in at least UK, right?
Yeah, from Giles Peterson was pretty much, like, the cat to, like, put me out there at first, like, mm-hmm. I really didn't know who he was until Red Bull Music Academy. When I went to Red Bull Music Academy, this lady by the name of Karen P was like, "Man, like, you know, Giles Peterson is pretty much playing your stuff," and I was like, "Who?" You know what I mean? And then, like, she was like, "Yeah, you got nominated for, like, a BBC award, like, number 6 for To Serve With Love," and I was like, "Hey, it's amazing." Then I finally met him at a Winter Music Conference a while back. So
that's crazy.
Yeah,
cool. Yeah, no idea. How did you feel?
That was cool. It was good. I felt it because, like, the kids at the Red Bull Music Academy was coming up to me and was like, "Yeah, you Black Spade, man, that's crazy." You know what I'm saying? And so then when I did the Nicolet stuff, a lot of people hit me up on MySpace from overseas, like, "Man, oh man, you on the Nicolet album, man. I heard it, this and that." Right. So it's good, man. UK, man. Good people, man. I love York, man. Like, straight up.
Are you planning to go back? You have something planned or anything for that? No. Going back to London or anything?
I'm trying, man. The last place I was at, Cologne, Germany, with Red Bull, and the girl Andrea's on Flying Lotus, and Omaz was down there, and the Mizell brothers. They put us all in this room to make music. It was pretty good, though. Yeah.
That's crazy. Man.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of that, let's listen to. We're going to play one of each. I think Coltrane's tracks first, and then.
I think so.
This is called Running, and this is like the intro to the EP that we're working on called
The Side Effects.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll
it's
listen
like the
to
second
that.
Piece to the first record I'm putting out in about 3 weeks.
Okay, yeah, we'll talk more
coming
about
soon.
That. We got to plug that. So.
Yes.
So we'll play those couple songs, and then we'll come back and we'll talk more.
So, people.
Radio. Wow. Thank you.
sentimental. I miss the old place, and I miss you. You are so beautiful.
Cut it, Tony.
I don't care what your name is, you're my man.
Not your man.
Yes, you are.
Not your man, and I never will be.
I don't care what you say to me. You're my biggest fantasy. I dream about you every night.
Well, maybe I could find all I need is just one. Couldn't keep myself from changing. How could she ever catch my meaning, my reflection? But she's the blame for my mood swinging.
Said it's a mystery of our history, us off and on. What's it meant to be? But I'm running to go and take it next to kin. My testosterone don't like your estrogen. Maybe one day we could be the best of friends. So I'm running, not for the gold medal, just to the arms of the girl who made black space settling. Most girls made it through the test of time with me starving and writing rhymes. And even though some of them may up and fine, maybe three stayed on my mind. And so I'm sailing to see other fish at sea, just to see if I got the key. You know the one that they hard. Hope to God that they're pretty and smart. Swear to God I'ma do my part. But for now I'm running, foot to the pedal and gunning, in search for the one who's stunned. Stargazing, straight up John Blaze. Yup, and she gotta be amazing. Hey.
Take from the rich and give to the poor so we can buy fly shit at the clothing store. But dreams is dreams and time is now, nigga. Maybe I'll bow down like y'all and get figured. Or be that dope man I always wanted to be. Probably get a little change, save up for two keys in the name of lavish, living luxury. Or go to Harvard, settle down, live proper private school for the kids. Or pull into a soccer game, and but that don't change. Cop a concept Benz instead of a Range Bill. Big titty Sheila get wet and smoke reefer. The best damn hype. I be that intelligent eagle with the ice grill, toting guns for fun. Or that Willie B hipster with a motherfucking trust fund. All my niggas, but they're still on the run. Who the cops after for doing everything under the sun? Yeah, yeah, everything under the sun.
Living on, lavish life.
You really want the lavish life, the lavish life. The lavish life is supposed to lavish life, the lavish life. Have the lavish life, the lavish life.
Living your lavish life. Do you really want the lavish life?
Now won't you
break the ice for the nigga that's nice. Have you Donald's and you first think twice. So don't you roll the dice, cause I'm singing to your snake eyes. My vision is clear, yours cockeyed. To the fake riders, no good misguiders. Keep the game on the speak with your suppliers. It's the paper chase, nigga, it's the paper chase. Make a conscious motherfucker turn a murder mace. It's the root of all evil, well in God case. And have you sticking up the bank just to free base. And they asking how you do that, B. Come back, fly away with no money. They said my girl hip hop was a H-O-E. I ain't mad at her cause she been good to me. No luxuries or jewelry. It's the good old hip hop that been guiding me. You know, it ain't luck, it be guiding me. Who showed me the pathway, met me more than halfway. Now they saying, look at Vito, voice of the broke people. He never shed a tear, he's like Evel Knievel. I never show a hurt that is, but I learned to suck it up cause life is showbiz.
Reminded me of something real quick.
What?
Last night we were doing a video shoot for our second episode of Soul People Loves You video blog.
Yes.
Yeah, and the person we were, well, that just reminded me about the blog that we did. I just want to have everybody check out our blog spot page. It's www.soulpeoplelovesyou.blogspot.com. So,
yes.
First episode is up there. It's DJ Spina
and
Bobito,
right?
Garcia. And yeah, so we're kind of proud of that.
We got another one coming up with special guests.
Yeah, coming up. So be checking
for
that.
Very excited.
And then also, I was thinking when I was listening to your tracks, kind of crossed my mind to talk about the music industry and the music business. And I wasn't thinking about it when I came in here, but like, I hear good music, and I kind of wonder why good music isn't being pushed and sold and marketed and distributed and promoted. And I just want to hear you guys' thoughts about that and what's your approach to it. Or
we don't want to talk about it.
Oh.
No, I'm joking. It's good. I mean, you know what?
Do you care or you don't care about them?
No, we care. You know what? Oh, I can't say we. Me, myself.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm trying to get my music as to many people as possible. Although that seems really impossible just because of the mind state of the day. But at the same time, I mean, the whole point of doing what we're doing, or what I'm doing anyway, is to reach and to inspire as many people as I can in what I have to say and what my message is. So, I'm sorry, I kind of forgot what your question was, though. What were you saying about the industry that you
Yeah, I mean, how do you
about?
Feel about it? Like, it's kind of horrible right now.
Doesn't
right?
represent, I mean, like artists like you guys.
Definitely
you know?
Not. But I mean, at the same time, I mean, when did it? I mean, well, I guess it did to a certain extent.
I mean, there were some times where it was.
Yeah, right. It did. I mean, the radio used to be great. We grew up listening to it, so right. I can't say that. But right now, top 40 is really kind of killing us right now, right. Especially what we're trying to do anyway. Right. It's kind of like the exact opposite of what we're trying to say and what we're trying to do.
Was it even in your game plan to get a major deal, or you don't?
I think initially, but
yeah. We were trying to get a deal like starting off early, man. Like, but it just after time, man, as time went on, man, like the music biz just started like deteriorating. Like as far as like trying to put like level ground stuff out, you know
right.
what I'm saying? Like
right.
now it's like so one sided. And I don't know, it's like downloads and all this other stuff, man. Like, I don't know where it's going. I don't even seem to care about like
no. I mean,
major at all. You know,
Coltrane and I were driving around somewhere. I forgot. We went out to just to talk and have lunch and stuff. And we're talking
right.
about it's kind of actually a good thing because it's forcing the independent artists to become their own company, really. You know,
right? Yeah. Exactly.
Take the you know, things into their own hands, and right. have to rely on people that they kind of don't even know, you right. know, and mm-hmm. trust. And
yeah.
you know, if you can build your own team, you know, it's probably like in the long run, it'll probably take a lot longer, you know, obviously, but it'll probably in the end be better for you.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And you'll become, you know, the industry. We as a underground will become the industry.
Exactly.
With the internet nowadays and where media is going, yeah. like, I think you guys are cool, you
yeah.
know?
I think it's more like realistic to think that it's that we're capable of doing, you know, big, better business anyways nowadays. So I don't know, I'll just think about that.
Cool. Have you guys right. ever been like approached by folks that kind of like wanted you to compromise your style or anything like that? Ever
Definitely.
Yeah, all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. yeah.
Which is really funny.
Trank and
because people can, it's weird that people can walk up to you and say, yo, I like what you do, but it would be a whole lot better if you did this.
Exactly.
If you made it like really easy for if everybody you spoke to, if you wrote it to them and like if they were like in the first grade and shit, and that's right. the worst thing. I'm sorry. I'm
no, you can. No, it's all good.
I'm sorry.
It's all good. But
it's podcast, brother.
Yeah.
yeah. For real.
Internet, man.
Like, I mean, that's just the weirdest thing in the world because, I mean, like, real art comes from your own self-expression. It's right. what it's the courage to like have self-expression.
Right.
So that's like, well, then you basically trying to like cut down everything that the whole point of what we're trying to do. We're not trying to sound just like the man who just right. who you just heard last year.
Right.
That's dumb to us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now, granted, you'll find some kind of commerciality, some kind of commercial accessibility in what we do.
Right.
But at the same time, you're gonna miss if you don't look for that individual kind of style, you're going to miss what we're trying to say.
Right.
And that's what we're trying to tell everybody, to be yourself. You yeah. know what I mean?
Right.
My album is called See More Liberty. It means see more freedom in your mind, not like on the streets you go everywhere. Right. It's just about seeing who you are and being who you are throughout whatever you're doing.
Right.
Not necessarily just music.
Right. I mean, we wouldn't have the music that we have today if those innovators never
exactly
you know like we're right. talking cats, about Miles Davis
we listened to yeah. yeah cats we listened to didn't conform
right
they did the best they could to be as rebellious as possible and that's right. exactly what we're gonna do. I mean, we've been fighting for a long time and yeah. we're gonna keep on fighting
right.
That's just what we do and who we are.
I love your integrity. Dude,
that's my pocket don't baby.
But that's the dilemma, right?
Like, yeah, I mean, that's
what it is, though. Oh. But you know,
priorities.
It's all good. It's all good, though. I mean, we're gonna make it over one day.
Nah,
yeah.
I'm definitely confident about that.
I see light at the end of the tunnel.
Right.
But I mean, honestly, this is one of the reasons why we even do this dumb radio show because we want to expose the goodness that's out there that a lot of people don't get to hear. And I didn't think about it when we first started, but as we started doing it and we started tracking all the downloads around the world, I am amazed, man. China, you know.
That's good. That's really good.
Asia, you know, all over Europe.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. So
peace
that's
to
good.
International folks listening.
Yeah, I mean, I'm proud that we're able to have this platform and get it out in the world. So I was thinking when you were talking about people trying to kind of convince you, is there any other, like, is there any specific artists that they say, hey, maybe if you sounded like Outkast or something, anything like that, any specific?
I think that might be the last person people say you should sound like.
Was anybody like,
that's too fucking, they're too innovative, too good about what they do. Yeah. I think like anything, they find you like the closest to being something they can relate to. I mean, you say I do soul,
uh-huh.
so you say like, I'm not going to say any names, but you say the cats who are just at the top of their game right now in
right.
the somewhat neo-soul.
Right.
I hate that fucking word more
I
than anything in
too.
The world. But that whole market, like, you know what I'm saying? Whomever is, like, at the top of their game right now in that market, they're like, yeah, you kind of sound like La La La. I'm like, man, get the fuck out of here. I don't sound anything like dude. You know what I'm saying?
I sound like Coltrane.
Right. And that's fine, too. I'm pretty sure, like, you know, once I you know, I get to the point where people saying that about myself, then, you know, I guess I'll understand it. Right now, you know, that's something I'm trying to not necessarily fight against, because it's not like it's an insult.
Right.
But it's more or less just like,
yeah,
you know, you kind of paint me down. You right. kind of, you're not giving me my full due.
Right. Huh. Well, okay, I don't want to, I didn't mean to get all into the industry part of it. I just wanted a real brief, you know, I was just curious. It's a question that came up in my mind. So let's talk a little bit about, like, what your current things going on. You got an EP you're working on, and Coltrane working on an album, so let's talk
Black
about that.
Black Spade, a.k.a. Stony Rock, is producing my EP right now. It's entitled The Side Effects.
Okay.
It's probably going to be between 6 to 8 tracks.
Okay.
We're gonna preview one of the tracks tonight. It's called What Time It Was. I'm not even sure what.
We actually previewed the intro.
Actually, the first song that we played tonight that was from us was it's called Running. It's the intro for this record that Spade was featured on, that was who was rhyming on it.
Okay.
That's what we're doing right now. My debut full length is coming out in about 3 weeks.
Okay.
It's entitled The Adventures of Seymour Liberty. Like I was saying before, it's about, you know, that's what the whole basis of the album is. The Side Effects is like the middle piece of it. I'm kind of doing like it in pieces, kind of like all these are kind of concept albums to a certain extent, with sound as well as subject matter.
Are any of the songs that are on your MySpace page part of that, or is that your?
Definitely. Like the first single is entitled Green. That's on my MySpace. It's the first song. That's my single for The Adventures of Seymour Liberty.
Cool.
Love
cool.
that song.
Yeah. So how once it comes out on the 20 what?
It's gonna be all on CD. When it comes out, like tangible items, it's gonna be totally like on CD. Just
what's the
CD
date again?
Like
the 20th or 28th? What is
the
it?
The
20th.
Where can people get it?
Exactly.
You know what? Honestly, like right now, it's like really like hand to hand.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Just sure. because it's like really super self finance.
Right.
That's kind of, I know that's not the best way for people to get the record, but you know, just because of the situation dealing with the record, it's a lot of samples on it.
Right.
It's a lot of different things with the record that are kind of prohibiting me from being like doing it full fledged. I can't do the iTunes and all that kind of shit. I kind of gotta hand it to you.
People just like hit you up on your MySpace and ask for it?
Definitely.
Okay, what's your address?
It's myspace.com/coltrainmusic. That's Coultrain music.
Okay. And then they can just request it from you, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So what else? Looking what other projects?
Well, I'm working on an album under Ohm Records out of San Francisco. I got signed to them like last January.
Oh, yeah.
And the album is called Serve With Love.
Okay.
And it should be out February the 5th, but they always give me a date and then like push it back. But I mean, it's done and it's completed, and it looks like it's gonna be a go this time. So
done and it's coming out in February.
Yeah, February 5th.
Well, we're gonna hold them to that. February 2nd.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody, all you listeners too, you. You know,
if it doesn't come
out
on February 2nd, then you call Ohm.
Yeah, call Ohm.
Definitely
going to
be worth it.
Write your letters to your senator.
Definitely going
to
be worth it, y'all. Look out for that.
Man
does it well.
I'm sure they'll guarantee it for free if it doesn't come out on the
2nd.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
All right, yeah. Anyways.
On vinyl.
I'm just kidding. So that's coming out. Talk about that a little bit. What's
the name of this album is called To Serve With Love, and it's I kind of like jacked Sidney Poitier for the title. That's one of my favorite actors. Right. One of my favorite movies is To Serve With Love. So, and pretty much it's just talking about like serving the music, like serving the game with love, like the music game period. Like, right. I mean, so it's just got like me pretty much rapping and singing on it, you know what I'm saying? And couple old long time like Soul Tie cats on it, Coltrane's on it.
Okay.
And it really started from like just the Serve With Love, the track. That track kind of got me out on the little brown paper bag, little sampler or whatever.
Yeah.
So that pretty much got me out. And
is there a single off the album?
The single we're pushing right now is Love's Right Here.
Okay.
But we're actually gonna try to do a video for Evil Love.
Ooh.
It's a song called Evil Love, but this cat here by the name of Khalil, he wanted to do Evil Love, and a lot of people feel Evil Love, and then like a lot of people overseas hit me up about Evil Love, like, man, I need that.
Yeah,
and we're gonna play it tonight. It's kind of graphic, but I'm just basically painting a picture.
Right.
It's not really graphic,
sexist.
But it's just I just say bitch
better
in it.
Not.
You know what I'm saying? I say like bitch in it, but it's I'm doing like I'm acting in it.
And
the beat is kinda like broken up and like lazy, like it's crazy. You'll hear it. You put it on there right now. No, but yeah. So
okay. Cool.
Right on.
Okay, so you got the EP, the album, your album, any other project?
We've got our upcoming project together. It'll probably be a good year or so off. We still have to like concentrate on what we have on our place right now. But like I said, we do have the band album we're gonna do really soon.
Is that live band?
Uh,
like a
pieces of, I mean, we're definitely gonna have like pieces of everything involved. I mean, the one of the other core producers other than Black Spade is Dirty Lynn, as I mentioned before, and he is a drummer. So when we play out live, he does play the drums live. Okay.
And also, like, I got a guy by the name of Gotta Be Kareem. He's an MC out of St. Louis that, well, I'm working with or whatever like that. And it's he got an EP called Bullets and Books, but it's I mean, I did most of the beats, and as well as pretty much just doing different EPs to see what it takes us with like the crew that's in the room now. You know,
exactly.
Saying?
Yeah, we are doing an EP, right? We're just recording more than anything. Right. I mean, you know, we just try to stay busy. We don't even have plans for a lot of the stuff we're gonna do right now.
Just really like, trying to get music out and bring like a whole new force.
We're working on like
a
project with Spade, myself, Sid Nora, and Pro Mike, who's in the room right now, and we don't even have a title for it. We just been like recording, you know what I'm saying? Just like having fun, you know what I'm saying? We're in LA right now, so LA is a good place to record. It's a lot of nice, you know, clean air, and you know, like very nice looking women. All those in the room included. So we've been really trying to, you know, let them inspire us as well as the weather. And you know, L.A. is a beautiful place to record and just relax for a little while. Yeah. It's almost like being on vacation while you work. You know what I'm saying? You know, for real.
So it ain't really work.
We don't. That's the beautiful part of the whole thing. The whole thing is fun.
No, we really don't work because we love what we're doing.
We love it. We love every piece of it, every facet of it.
But we've been recording like every other day since we've been
every day.
That's dope. That's
you
good,
can tell when you hear it, like the tracks that you play. You know what I mean? Yeah. It has like that real spiritual kind of churchy vibe to it too.
And that's
dig
like
it.
That's
do you honestly dig it though? Is the question. So then that so
I'm
it's
like clap and snap.
So it's good then.
Do all the above. Do all the above.
That's the whole deal, man.
Okay, so let's listen to two more tracks again, one of each, and I'm not sure what they are. We'll talk about when we get back. We'll chop those up. And then, yeah, okay, let's do that.
So, people.
Great, deep. Oh.
Time out. Oh, I didn't écoute, ça va pas marcher. Je pense qu'il faut qu'on arrête de se voir, il faut que. C'est pas la peine. On est sortis ensemble, on a arrêté, on a repris. Je t'aime beaucoup, mais c'est pas la peine, ça va prendre du temps, ça sert à rien, ça a pas vraiment de sens. Tout le monde se blesse, écoute, c'est triste, mais il faut le laisser partir. Voilà. J'espère que ça va aller, mais c'est dur et il faut qu'on arrête. On ne doit plus se voir. Voilà. Je crois qu'il faut arrêter.
How you doing, evil love? Breaking up. Why do we make up just to break up like this? Be here. Breaking up. Tell me, how can you fall in love with me a second time around? Why am I so in love when my lover lets me down? Hey, are we breaking up? How can something so simple determine our sacred love? Hey, sacred love. If a car could determine our love, then bitch, I would have left a long time ago. I'm out the door. If you wanna buy a Sam Cooke album, you go to the record store. I'm not for sale. And if you're looking to buy my love, then I'm sorry, I'm not for sale. I'm sorry, I'm not for sale. Do, 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 do. When the girls get it, and the boys get it, and the bees get it, and the birds get it, and the cats get it, and the dogs get it. Since anti-quantitines, hope that y'all get it. Black people get it, white people get it, Japanese get it, took it overseas with it. Some go and smoke trees after they hit it. I guess we kinda thought that things would be forever, so we left it up to God, but he must have said never. From the women I played, expectations wasn't made. From the chicks who was down, but eventually they strayed. Told some I was an artist and they said, nigga, you starving. My sex didn't heal them. North to Marvin, as we try to get it on, that's the track played on. I was thinking about writing this song, cause see, her flaming lips touched many. She ran with fearless freaks, heartless motherfuckers, men pockets they could teach. Pimping out they mama pussy, tricking before they could speak, taking before they could reach. Some turn into a leech, but see, I try not to preach. I'm the reason why they say it takes two, meaning two to argue, two times I played her, two times I've been back, one time I made her, and I swear I never, ever, ever meant to betray ya. But them chicks with them bodies like Buffy was a neighbor. And thanks to the savior, we kinda stayed intact, only for her to pay me back. Girl, why you wanna go and do that? Like T.I.C.I., don't know if this relationship is worth all this in vain companionship. We need love for dummies, not a manuscript, for being so in love to flipping the script. We both for trips, but we back at one. This evil love is no longer fun. Sorry, huh?
Yeah. So
that's
heat, man.
That was
definitely appreciate it. That's all. At the end of the day, that's the payment. Need to go, man. <payment. laughs>
No, both of you guys.
Yeah.
Congratulations, man. That's all I can say. That's your time.
Thanks, man.
Keep doing what you're doing.
And, you know, I was listening to the Coltrane track, like, you know how we were talking about, like, how people might try to compare you to this or that or whatever. Like, in that song especially, I just heard the Coltrane voice, you know? It's like the unique... I didn't... Oh, it sounded like so-and-so. It didn't sound right. Like nobody to me.
Right.
You know what I mean? But,
right.
Like, sick, though, man. It's really dope. And I listen to a lot of music, man. A lot. Old and new. Like, nonstop, yeah. 24 hours a day.
We're working hard, man. We're working hard to try to make sure, you know, we I'm the only one with that.
No, that's a God-given talent that your voice is unique and not like everybody else, and right. Super soulful, man.
It is.
The way your voice right. Goes.
But it sounds so easy for you, like it's real, you know?
It comes out easy, man. Like, it like I tell them all the time, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's fun, you know, like just like Spade was saying before, it's about what I love, period. I mean, right. It has nothing to do with anything else. I love to write. I'm a writer first, so I love to put words together.
Yeah.
And I mean, this brother always gives me like great music to put melodies over. So it's
so who did
really
that,
easy.
That beat?
Spade did.
Okay.
Sony Rock. All
right.
You know, it's like two people in one room sitting next to me right now. So it's like I'm sitting next to three people and shit. But yeah, he did that, and you know, that's what I'm saying. It's real easy. Like I mean, that track was written in maybe 20 minutes.
Wow.
It's real easy working with producers like that. So it's fun.
You guys got a vibe, I'm sure. You know.
Yeah.
Cool. And then the Black Spade track, man. That's just it's fresh, man. That's the sounds, the keyboards. I love those keyboards, man.
Right.
Yeah, I was taking it from like a makeup to breakup type sense, and then I was like, well, it's really like the makeup to breakup song.
Right.
But then instead, I was had a concept of what a beat would be breaking up but still hanging on, like, so that's the reason why the beat was kind of like all loose, like, and chopped up, and then it started dying out at the end, because I just called it Evil Love, because it's like make up the breakup and you doing this and that to different people, you know what I'm saying, like you and your mate going tit for tat off different stuff instead of breaking up and just leaving it alone. But yeah, I ain't gonna get into that.
I think especially when you're rapping, it's so concise and clear to hear, and then the story of what you're saying and the way you flip your words and stuff,
right.
Is dope, man.
Right.
Nobody does that anymore.
Another facet of music we're trying to bring back, the whole storytelling asset of hip hop as well as soul.
But then
that's
like,
what we're trying
but
to
also
do.
Like playing acrobatics with your words, you know what I mean? You know, acrobatics.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy with it.
So ignorant. So how do you start? Like when you made that song, Evil Love, like did you start with the beat? Did you start with your concept and you did the beat first?
I started with a relationship.
Okay, so
no,
that's
rotten. Well, I mean, rotten. I just it conjures it like really, like, I, a lot of that type of stuff, man, like, straight up, Omaz Keith, like, up and straight up and down. Syrah's, like, one of, like, had to been probably, like, influenced a little bit on that, as well as just electro stuff. I'm really into, like, some Prince and, like, Kraftwerk, a lot of stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? And so it's, like, it's just the regular stuff that the scene that we're on really is into, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just taking my stuff, like, my story for it, you know what I'm saying? And giving it to people, you know what I'm saying, just how they did.
It's a complete package, because you got that, you know, that influence, that sound, the keyboard sound, you know, the 80s keyboard sound, and then, like...
Kurzweil 2000.
I know.
Shout out to the keyboard.
Shout out to the keyboard.
But, like, I admitted earlier, I don't listen to a lot of rap music or hip-hop music nowadays, you know, I did back in the day, but... you're probably the best MC out right now to me in my work, you know, my opinion.
Yeah, dude's music is so just not so, like, you know, contemporary, like, standard hip-hop.
Right.
It's music, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can't even, nobody can hate on that, you know what I'm saying?
So he's
his
got,
rhyme
I mean,
scheme and all that shit put together is not, like,
that's
standard,
what I'm saying.
Like
he's
everyday
got,
hip-hop.
He's got the dope sounds,
right.
The mad MC skills, and then he sings on top of that. What's
right. As well.
That's retarded, man.
But the same, it goes with this, like, it's just like, okay, you look at Stevie Wonder, man. I got a tape with Stevie Wonder.
Uh-huh.
Doing some of everything. They had put the brother on the drums, and he was playing the drums, just like leaning on the guy, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I think you gotta definitely like put 100% everything. So if I know I'm gonna write, if I gotta write a producer beat and I start to rap to it, I can be like, what's the concept gonna be? But like, I'd be damned if I'm not gonna put like singing in it if singing needs to go into it, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you can't do more of whatever. You got to balance it out.
Especially
for
that track. I mean,
I even thought Lauryn Hill did. I thought she did that well. You know what I'm saying? When she rapped and
absolutely
sang. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah. So Like I said, congratulations, man. You guys, you're hitting on the formula, man.
Definitely appreciate it.
Cool. So, let me see. What's up, Nick? Man, I wish we had more time, but like,
how much time do we have?
We're kind of coming up against it. So let me see. What's in, for the future of what you guys like want to do? Like, you know, if, just in general, like, what's your goals for your yourselves and for like your whole crew and stuff?
Well, for me, man, it's just pretty much music and seeing where this the Serve With Love album gonna take me, and just working on future projects and trying to get overseas, man, to the UK, man, like. That's like the goal, man, because I got a taste of it, and I liked it ever since. So, you know what I'm
Are
saying?
You trying to put like performance, like playing out and doing shows kind of together?
Most definitely.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's looking like it. It's just been talks in the air and almost, but mm-hmm. I mean, until it mm-hmm. happens. So, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. We trying to do, I mean, overall, you mean like what are we trying to do? What are we trying to say with this music, with the newer shit we're trying to put down?
I'm what saying more like, say? like
future, like what's your people goal? You're collaborating.
Nah, everything, you know, like whatever you feel like is.
You know what? It's really all of the above, for real. We're trying to take it as far as it can take, as far as it can go, without like making sure that we still are like taking care of what we can for our own souls. I mean, we're trying to be as, like I said before, we do want anybody and everybody to be able to listen to this music, but mm-hmm. at the same time, it does have to have that certain curve of integrity to it.
Right.
It has to sound like it's coming from somewhere anybody and everybody can feel,
right.
whether or not you can, you know, yeah. you might not be used to it or whatever. It still right. has to be something that's, you know, kind of tangible, something you can, you know, that kind of grabs you, mm-hmm. no matter what we're doing. So I think that's the whole basis behind what we've always been doing. That's why we always considered it soul,
right.
even though they kind of fucked the whole name up. But now it's just music,
right.
you know what I mean?
That's what it's going
to
be.
We mix so much of it. We mix so much of jazz and like and Latin sounds and African sounds and everything. It's just music, you know what I mean? So we're just trying to get better and better every day. That's what the whole basis around this is, get better and better and touch as many people as we can.
Right.
Throughout it all, you know what I mean?
Well, I hope our crew and our camp can help you guys, you know, push it forward.
We hope
man.
You can too.
Definitely.
We're gonna, you know, we're gonna do what we can.
I definitely need the help.
Radio.
Fuck yeah.
Cool. All right, so we're probably gonna wrap this up. You guys wanna like, give some shouts to your folks?
Yeah. Give a shout out to Gotta Be Kareem. He got Bullets and Books coming out early next year.
Right. Peace to the Hawthorne Headhunters. Well, you got the name today.
Yeah.
Said Leon, professional photographer back there. He's going to China tomorrow.
Definitely. Leon up in the house.
Pro Mike in the back. Peace to little nephew Trey. Peace to Sean Rekisto, you know what I'm saying?
Rekisto.
Pretty much got like both of us on the scene from an Erykah Badu concert. He was doing a road managing for Cody or whatever, and so Cody Chestnut or whatever.
That's
so,
how we met Sean. Yeah, that's how we kind of
got more on the scene a little bit.
Yeah. Kind of stepped out of St. Louis with that move right there.
And then thanks to said crib and a couple air mattresses, you know what I'm saying? We good.
Comfy.
Yeah, but it's about love all the way around for us. You know what I mean? That's what we doing this for. It's all about love. So it's never work. It's always just play. And the additives involved, you know what I'm saying? So we enjoy this to the fullest.
Yeah,
I know I do.
Black Spade, your MySpace page?
MySpace is pretty much just Black Spade. I mean, you know how to look for the, what's it, the
www.myspace.com/.
It got some of the cuts from To Serve With Love, the album that's about to come out. So.
Right.
You don't have any other www. Anything?
I got a production page, Stony Rock is Black Spade, but like it's pretty much Stony Rock. Yeah.
Okay.
You can find that on the Black. It's gonna be on the Black Spade top.
Yeah. Google him, you'll find.
So,
yeah.
Like, if somebody wants to like put you on for a show around the world, man,
you definitely, you can definitely find us on MySpace. Please hit us up on MySpace. Right now, I mean,
Gmail as well.
I'm doing all my booking myself. So,
you want to give him like a Gmail?
The Gmail is VMoney2004 coltrane7704@gmail.com. I got it in 2004. So like, nah, I didn't get it in 2004.
Mine is coltrane77. That's coltrane77 at Gmail.
Okay.
Similar to that joint.
So that's where that people can inquire about whatever, anything.
Yeah, definitely.
Getting some music, booking for a gig.
Right.
Et cetera.
Most likely booking for gigs. I mean, my music is going to be basically, like I said, by hand. So, I mean, you book me for a gig, I can hand you my album.
Right.
But that's about the only way you're going to get that shit. You know what I'm saying? Right now, as it goes, you know, I wish I could give it to anybody and everybody. I mean, one day it might even be free.
Hey, Eric Robeson.
At this point,
I didn't see Eric Robeson do it. I didn't see him sell out of CDs at
at this point, it is like hand to hand, just because I'm doing it so much out of my own pocket. Yeah, so, but just support. That's all we ask for. Just support if you dig good vibe sound.
Yep.
You definitely dig Black Spade. You definitely dig Coltrane. That's what we're trying to bring to the people. We're trying to inspire on that good vibe music to make let people know that heaven does exist. You know what I'm saying? So, you need to dig into that.
Yeah,
real life, real talk.
I believe that, man. Cool.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, we're going to play the last two tracks, which are, what are the titles, you know?
You know what? I don't even know. We've been moving all day, man. You know what I'm saying? So, it's either, what played already said?
Mine's is Love's Right Here coming up.
What played already?
You could talk. Well,
you know what? It might be like, it's just probably some miscellaneous music. We got a lot of music that's like up and coming, that's about to come out. So,
okay.
You know, either way, yeah. All this is exclusive right now. None of this has been released yet. So,
yeah.
Okay. We did it especially for Sid Hernandez. Yeah.
Nah, man, we're doing good,
big love,
man.
Showing big love in the house. We appreciate it, man.
These tracks
are
killing me, man.
Yeah.
definitely get y'all like some exclusive life.
Definitely.
Stuff, man. We get
definitely.
Seriously.
Definitely. As soon as this EP is done, we're going to be handing it to you.
Yeah.
Right on. You heard it first.
Cool. All right. So, let me think. Do I got anything? So, we got Thursday night. Downtown LA, 750
so
South Garland.
Thursdays.
Come check that out. There's beautiful ladies there.
Definitely.
Every Thursday.
Very beautiful.
We got the same vibe we got here. You know, it's honest. It's people that really support the music. And
a really dope setting with a nice pool side.
It's a great setting.
It's cool.
Bring your trunks. You're going to need those.
I felt like I was out of place when I said, I was like,
no.
Man, we're in the right place. Like, man,
I did not
feel
out of place at all. I was looking for my mimosa.
I was like, soul people came up.
No, man. I mean, it looks super dope, and like you feel kind of like, what? Where am I at? But it's good.
That's
vibes,
good,
man.
Though. We deserve that too.
No,
everybody
yeah,
deserves
we can get
that.
Down. We don't
definitely.
Need it.
No, it's good vibes. Positive vibes. Beautiful people. Nice music. So come check us out. We're there every Thursday. We'll be off on Thanksgiving, but we'll be there forever.
No cover either.
Yeah,
just
it's free. There's a $5 valet. So come through.
Yeah.
And we check out the podcast, the video podcast, actually. It's on www.soulpeoplelovesyou.blogspot.com.
Loves you.
And yeah.
You got a MySpace too, myspace.com/
Soul
People Loves You.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Soul People Loves You.
But we'll post all the little links on the little blast that we do for this episode and whatnot.
Yeah.
So thank you guys for coming through.
Thank you
guys.
Sharing. Like, honestly, I can't tell you how wonderful it is to still see people really making sincere music.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Especially with the music out there that's just a
lot
of people aren't given options. And that's what we try to do, too. We try to, like, give you a space for you to...
We're trying to be that alternative option. Yeah,
definitely.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
We don't want to spend our time hating on the people that are out there already.
Right.
We could just add to the conversation.
Right,
thank
not
you.
Yet. I'm saying.
All right, so we'll look forward to you guys coming back.
Yes.
You know,
most definitely.
After you know, you got
thank you, Sid. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys, man.
Yeah. We're working hard.
Look at all the love in here.
Yeah,
it's a lot of
do
love.
Do a group hug in a second.
Give it more.
We love each other.
Cool. All right. I think everybody had too much alcohol.
We love the wine, too. No, just
and the egg rolls.
Well, Teeny had
way
too much alcohol.
Gotta shout out the egg rolls, man. Come on.
We're definitely taking advantage.
We got food.
Mr.
We got drinks. All right. Okay.
The truth comes out. Okay.
All right. We gotta cut this out.
Okay. So, people.
Enough. So, we'll play these tracks, and we'll be back hopefully very soon with some dope music. So.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Thanks. Peace. We're out of here. Peace.
Bye.
Thank you. hatred. How many need some love?
Now, is it all love? And it's really not love. The woman love you, but she left before a damn thug. You put the gun up to your head, but shot no slugs. Your mama think you're shady, so she gave a half of. You stole the money out of wallet just to buy drugs. Pops hustle cause you don't like check stuff. They said they love your album, but it got no pub. And when you starving, chicks love to call you a scrub. Took the kicks you love back just to buy grub. Is it love when you wanna go and date yourself? Go in the bathroom and straight rape yourself. Groupie love got a better telly plan herself after the show. In the van she do it for her health. Is it love when the president react late? Vacationing with life steady at stake. How could you possibly love when you love hate? Come on.
Let's celebrate in love, no hatred. How many need some love? Let's not hold grudges and kick back so we can fly like doves. Let's get right in the midst of it and try to make the best of it. Love's for you, love's for you, love's right here for you, baby. Have no fear, darling, darling, love's right here for you, for you. Let's celebrate in love, no hatred. How many need some love?
She loves me, she loves me not. I'm a player, so you know I like to crush a lot. And I catch it, and it happens you caught mine. But love is blind, and mine is unconditional. I must admit to you, you got a brother into you. The job is yours, so bump another interview. No orientation, you already facing a taste of unlimited raises and benefits. Escaping the Minutemen and 60-second lovers who had you competing with others and baby mothers. I got you covered, you got a lover. Dream come true, a king must pursue. I'ma give you the very thing under your shoes. The world if you want it, say the word and I'm on it. The right guy for you, not a knight in shining armor, just a man of your dreams and potential life partner.
Hey, let's celebrate in love, no hatred. How many need some love? Let's not hold grudges and kick back so we can fly like doves. Let's get right in the midst of it and try to make the best of it. Love's for you, love's for you. Celebrate in love, no hatred. How many need some love? Let's not hold grudges and kick back so we can fly like dove. Let's get right in the midst of it and try to make the best of it. Love's for you, love's for you, for you.